Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read that the Pharisees presented Jesus with a challenge. It was set up in a malicious way. They came to him with a mixed group of pro-Roman Herodians and anti-Roman Pharisees. So no matter what Jesus said, it was going to create a confrontation and provide his enemies with evidence against him. Their question could be expanded this way. "We are religious Jews," we can imagine them saying, "and we are unjustly occupied by an oppressive and idolatrous empire. Are we betraying our nation, our values, and our God if we pay taxes to the Roman Caesar?" Notice two things in Christ's response. First, the tone of his words. Those were enemies who were willing to kill him, and he responded smartly, but also without any animosity. Secondly, let's unravel his pithy response to the dilemma. "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." This is implying that, as a general rule, civil and religious obedience are compatible. It is possible to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Then, looking at the larger context of the New Testament, it is clear that civil authority is seen in a good light, as something society needs, and that God wants us to obey. It is also true that governments can be abusive or command what is wrong, and a disciple of Christ is not supposed to follow civil authority in that aspect. But that's not a reason, in God's view, to take them out, but rather to seek to reform them. Possibly one of the best practical commentaries on this one-line response is the trial of Jesus before Pilate. In that moment, the high priests exacerbated the conflict between God and Caesar. They said to Pilate, "Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." Jesus, on the contrary, had no difficulty admitting before Pilate that he was a king, but that his kingdom was not of this world. So, do you find yourself in a similar position at times, when others tell you that you cannot be a Catholic and be part of the 21st century? How can you find a Christ-like balance so as to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God? Who can you think of as a role model in striking the right balance of living in the world, but not being of the world?